Okay. Not for nothing. Welcome to Studio 2. Live. Hi. Hey, spring break. Hey, happy spring break. What you doing? Did you get snowed in? Snow? You got snow in, eh? It's cold over here, down there, down here, down where we are. It's a little low. This is a little below. What was that GTA 5 as? The low. It's a totally different thing, but we got the low today. 54 degrees. It's raining. Sort of. It's pretty cold all around. New York is 32 degrees. Spring. Where's spring? We will wish this. I thought we were never gonna see snows again. What happened? Yeah, kind of sucks. BTC is back up at 25. All right. Everyone knows. I'm not sure it's flattening off. Because I think I'll take a look. I'll wait today. They're tapering off a little bit, but people were panicking, man. The past couple days, we just, oh my god, my bank, my money is not insured. I'm gonna take some out. What am I gonna do with it? I'm gonna buy stuff. We're gonna fill it with bitcoins. Let's get an account of bitcoins and just, bruh. That's what they're doing. And he just saw this, like, the graph. It's like, whoa. Every time I turn around and look at the graph, I'm like, huh? It's jumping. I thought flattening out, but no, it's jumping. No, it's just going up and down. Let's see. I'm on WorldCoin Index. Yeah, now it's just up, down. It's tapering off. With the volume, it's a little bit, people know. They just, we're not gonna spend money on that. Maybe one or two. With the million dollar bank account, they're able to get it out. What they're able to tell the bank is like, before you fold, I want it here. I want you to buy me some BTC. Can't buy BTC. We're gonna buy some coins. Coins. You got that? Got that? It's like, you work for me now. That's why I'll bet there are many, many complaints. So, what is it? What can you guys do that quick? It's like, I'm your number one customer. I wonder how many banks heard that over the last couple of days. Just wow. Dope. Hey, like whoa. I saw this thing. I don't know. Not for nothing. This is pretty cool. Wow, the miniature side, the miniaturized humans. It's like, no. They even put a tag on it. Wow. It's a sign. If there's earthquake, what's gonna happen?
Like,
oh man, chair is gonna flip over and what the, or is just outside? I mean, it looked like one piece. It could be painted too. So, whatever, man. Whatever. But it's cool. I like it. It's teacups. This is a coffee shop or Japanese sweet company. Okay, it's probably. I don't know. Definitely visit there. Because it's Sweets Bank. Oh, the bank? What is it? But it's a restaurant. I don't know. I'm like a little baffled now. When the bank runs? Oh, if that's a bank. You're like, what? No, Japanese would be like, please. Please take, I want to take this much out. It's like, I'll wait by the coffee shop. And you just sip and sip and wait and wait. It could be a week later, they're still sitting there. Man, we got your short term. No, they will say your name. They will properly say your name. Ms. or Mr. something. We successfully transfer your account. That's a week later. Then they will be like, all right, thank you. Bow down, bow, bow. Here, take my business card. Then they walk home. We'll take a bus home. We'll take the we call it in Taiwan, J-Ring. What do they call over there? The trains. The hyper trains. There was a name for it. I forgot. I'm gonna search. Japanese train. Japan. Train. Name. Shinkansen. Yeah, that's it. They have kanji, I just saw it. Shinkansen. Okay. That's the train. How do you pronounce? Google Translate. Google. Not for nothing. Google it. Everything. It's funny. How is it translate? Google.com. Or no. So, but if you do traditional, not simplified, you want to do simplified, yeah, but they translate something else. So you have to kind of play around with it. This is like ChatGPT. Shinkansen. The Japanese. Pretty similar, right? So people say Japanese are Japanese. Chinese are Chinese. Koreans are Koreans. No, we're all the same. And Taiwan, if you know history of Taiwan, yeah, you understand where the people came from. Which part of China they came from. They moved to Taiwan. And they kept their dialect. So there's a Taiwanese dialect. It's totally different from everything else. I don't even know you can. I don't even know if there's Taiwanese here. Yeah, it's totally different. It's totally different dialect altogether. Yeah, they don't have it. Okay. The same thing with Japan. Japan, where do you think Japan, Japanese people came from? Right? Where do you think Korean people came from? Obvious. What about Europeans? Well, Germanic, right? Then you got the what's that thing called? What's the name? I'm thinking Saxons. No, the Saxons, right? That's where they came from, right? But then you can trace all the way back. You go back to Turkey, maybe Syria, maybe, I don't know, somewhere else, maybe up closer, then people move them around. So there's a whole bunch of influence. So, but English, right? English is English, but it's all Roman, sort of, because Roman took over a lot of things and just make everything Roman. But then, you know how it goes. Right? Old English is like German, right? It's Germanic, almost. So, you think of Asians, yeah. The only ones are different, like Indonesia. Indonesians, Malays, and of course the rock, whatever they call them. Oh, I forgot. Samoan. Oh, there's a Samoan. Let's see. What's the Samoan say? Nofavi Polofana. They have Samoan. Wow. Holy cow. Yeah. And plus the, not American Indian, but Hindu Indians, right? They're a mix over there. Plus the Asians mix together. Then you get the Southeast Asia, but then you go further, it changes. Like Filipinos, more Spanish. Let me see what Filipinos is. Bullet train. Okay. Yeah, today I'm playing with Google Translate. One of these days, this Google Translate, Google's buying ChatGPT, right? They're gonna pull it all together. So I'm just, hopefully they can add a few more on the list. One of them is R2D2. I want to hear the bleeps of each word, because what is it though? How do we know? Okay, Melee. What's Melee? Say, boy, Shinkansen, bullet train. What do you say, bullet train? How do you say bullet train? Bilulu. Bilulu is, Bilulu is Samoan too. Galita, Bilulu. So next time you want to get on a train in Melee somewhere, or you can just go in Asian. Or you can just do in the US and just screw with people's minds, especially New York. Start talking. We can't find Karita Api Piruru. They were like, oh, not for nothing, man. Tell me, man. There we go. I don't know, man. You crazy SOB, get out of here. Get out of here. Then you can talk New York. Talk New York. Speak their language. Hey, yo, buddy. Hey, not for nothing. Hey, can you tell me what a train is? Yeah, forget about it. That's German Schnellzug. Schnell, oh, I know Schnell. What's Danish? Cool. Oh, well, Shinkansen, Kyoto. Well, anyway, translate, it's not showing on the, it's not playing, going into popping, because I didn't set it up for that. Yeah, it will not go. So, but on the video, if you wait till the end of this podcast and wait a little bit more, video version will be up there. And that will have all the, what my interaction with the website and stuff. Yeah, I'm slowly transitioning up into video format. So, but I still have a popping, you know, account. Like, I guess I'll finish it. You know, it's till like August. And run out. I'm like, all right, that's it. Up to August. Straight to Rumble. I'm not doing it on YouTube because YouTube is nutty. Say one wrong thing, you're out. Now I can't play the music. Now I'm playing the music, but I'm muted. So, but in, I guess I'll do that in Rumble too, but I don't need to. Cause I got a really set up really cool sounds with this. Let me see. You can hear the music, of course. It's Warehouse, it's called. So I got some cool effect, pull it all together. Took forever. The light hoses keep crapping out, so I gotta figure out what it is. Anyway, move on. All that stuff. So, found the video for, this is just one video, with an explanation why that soybean thing works with the spike protein. So if you think you've been affected by the spike protein and stuff, or the mRNA stuff, get this. I'm gonna get one small bottle. It's only $10 for 100. Just test it, see what's like. Hopefully I don't get the one with, get the one. I don't know, I hope that I don't get the one. No for nothing. It's got fentanyl in it. Like, hopefully I don't get one of those. Yeah, that would suck. Hey. But I found out. I like my pain, damn it. A lot of people they're not into the whole thing with the pain. You know, they can't take it. I guess I don't understand. But if you have fallen off skateboards, motocross, BMX, and have all your friends jump on top of you a few times, I know. Get serious hurt, burns and stuff too. Not big burns, the little ones that heals itself, but with the skateboard burns when you fall off. You know what I feel like. Then it's just like, I don't need no painkiller. Not for nothing. Give me a beer. Yeah, I'm going to repeat not for nothing. This whole podcast. Everything is not for nothing. It's like, here, well, I'm on Zero Hedge. Not for nothing. Pass the buck on the fee. SVB background. So there. Oh. Market pricing, central bank panic. Oops. Here we go. T-Mobile acquires Ryan Reynolds backed Mint Mobile. What? Let me see. Reynolds owns the undisclosed but significant stake in Mint. Will continue to make commercial appearances. Who's Mint? What's Mint? Is that a... Oh, Mint Mobile. Mint Mobile. What do you got? What you got? What you got? That's the other word we use. My friend and I. When we go back to New Jersey and New York. Meet up. The East Coast. Northeast Coast. Tri-State area. Accent comes back. Yo, what you got? What you got, man? What you got? Mint Mobile, how much? $15 a month. Oh, this is like a Ting. That's why I have a Ting. It's only $17. I don't pay that much. I don't need to call anybody. Some people call me. Do everything online. Email. Just send messages. And wanna go out. I don't need to do whatever. I bring my camera with me. I'll take a picture. Then I have to go to the Lightroom. Make it so it fits in the phone. Yeah, backwards, but I like it that way. Because when I go out, I want to go out. I want to get texting. Like, no, I'm driving. Concentrating, damn it. Retail sales produce price drop, but after shock, life after Silicon Valley Bank. What's the life afterwards? Commercial bank deposit. It just dumped a little bit. Will it come back? I don't know. But I heard this is the beginning of the bank run. People gonna panic. Gonna stop bank run. Then US dollar, they're gonna keep printing more and it's gonna be worth nothing. And it'll be the hard times coming a little bit. But then there's something happening. I was listening to yesterday explaining. I think it was Cliff saying, did you remember Trump says he's going to build 5 cities? Where are those cities? What are they going to do? We have to rebuild, right? So there'll be jobs again. But are you willing to go do those jobs? Not for nothing. I don't want to be hungry. I'm going. Not for nothing. I'm going. Why? I need food. I need my beer. I need my pain medicine. And what we have here is called Yingling. There's a plant here nearby. No, well, not nearby. It's like, say, like 40 minutes away. But Yingling. Car dealership hit with a profitability squeeze. Car dealership got hit. That's it. Like, people talk too much. I talk too much. I think. But I think words. Sentences is getting bigger and bigger. Just spit it out, damn it. Spit it out. You. Oh, yeah, not for nothing. Spit it out. That's a good one. Oh, boy. crazy. And I saw something on NTD News. Biden went to California, was trying to do the gun control. Come on, do it. We got California semi-automatics stuff. Why are you sending weapons to Ukraine? Oh yeah, let's take all the semi-automatic. Let's take all of that stuff from here and just send it over there. You know what they're doing. I know what they're doing. It's a war they want. They want a war. It's the only way to hide it. Hide all the crap. And they're losing. I heard that there are people watching closer to the politics. Saying like, they're worried. Like, the big guys are worried. They said Bill Gates is worried. He's got those saying stuff on getting online, getting into the media and trying to say something. They're scared. Yeah. You're going to jail, man. You guys are going to jail. Somewhere, nothing. Something, I don't know. Treasury give Biden a suspicious activity bank in reports to GOP investigators. Oh, see? Oh. Doesn't matter who's good, which side's great, which side's not so great. Who cares? They have dealings with the Ukraine and China, right? Illegal stuff. Doesn't matter who investigate this stuff. Should be looked at always. Instead of going to somebody else, I want to see your tax report. Come on, show me the tax report. And it was nothing. Like, what the? Not for nothing. What? Not for nothing, Kathy Woods. ARKK record large inflow years. Well, I'll read it later. Apple delays the bonus implement hiring freeze. Well, yeah. Taking nothing. Nothing new. I'm looking at this stuff right now. Like, I don't want that. I want nothing from Apple. I don't want that. So we got the new laptop with the M2 chip. It's like, I'm gonna buy the M1 used one. It's much cheaper, but I don't even need that one because I can just go build my own. Yeah. Just an expensive one. Not for nothing. It works. Laptop. Email. I don't know if I want to buy one. Because the stuff's expensive. But the cool part is framework. You can take the parts out and upgrade just the parts. 12th gen core, okay. How much is it? You can configure it. Then if you, well, you can just keep it as is. Also, I don't like the parts. I don't like this thing, that thing. You can take it apart. You can put your own storage in there, supposedly. Right. Yeah, you can get the M.2 built in. Taken out and just put a new one in there. And it has a port thing where you can change all the ports. It's a whole bunch of them. It's not bad for 1,000. It's, you know, you can probably do a lot of things now. Adobe's, it's on Windows. You can do Adobe stuff. And you can't use Final Cut Pro on Apple. You got the what I use. Which is, I forgot. I had to look. No, it's not there. It's on one of my drives. What? Where is it? I have no idea where it is. Not for nothing. Can't find it. Nope. Download's not there either. DaVinci. DaVinci Resolve. Actually, yeah, I like the DaVinci Resolve. You get a little more than what you pay for. And then if you buy the actual DaVinci panel, the Blackmagic panel machines, they automatically puts it all together. It's like, hey, it's great. I like it. Okay, so framework Chromebook. Oh, that's a problem. Chromebook. Ooh. Framework laptop, do it yourself. Do it yourself, DIY. Holy cow. Yeah, you can get it all. Not sure what's the price of this. The laptop itself is $819 for the iPad. iPad is fine with Adobe. It's tiny bit slow, but we can get the i7 inside, but it will go up to $1,600. But then you got a whole bunch of things you can put in there. Right? 32 gigs. With a 2 terabyte, you need 2 terabyte. People say, 1 terabyte. No, you need 2. There's a reason. I tried it with a DaVinci and I have issues. And I tried it with some Adobe stuff, like the photo merging thing. It killed it. So, I mean, you know, eventually with this price, so it's about the same as the M2 or the Apple M2 chip. It's about the same price. But framework was like, hey, I need to replace the screen. Send us, yeah, I need to replace the keyboard thing. So yeah, because it'd be cheap. I can try to do that with Apple. Like, you know, let me see what the price is right now. On Mac, MacBook Pro says 13 inch. Got a 13 inch. Well, maybe 14 inch. Go a little higher. So the cheapest one right now with 16 gigabytes. The 32 is $3,000. The M2 chip. If you get a 13 inch, it's gonna go up to the same price. It's only 8 gig. They don't even have 32 gig. A unified 24 gig. You get 2 terabytes. Okay. 2400. So it's a little more expensive. Then you go to Apple and say, I need a replacement of this keyboard. Say, it'll cost you $1,500. Like, wait a second. I can buy a new laptop with it. Just like the iPhones. They would try to get those repaired or something. Or like old iPods, get it repaired. You say, hey, how much is the repairs going to cost? Oh, no, you're going to spend like $100 to $200. New iPod, bring it back. It's like, oh, it's gonna cost $200 to repair it. And you're just like, what? Even with their repair service, like Apple Plus something. That's the old days. I don't know what it's like today. Not for nothing, Apple. It's always by refurbished. Once it's something, it's like, I need a new iPhone or something, I'll be like, let me take a look. I need a new iPad Air, this iPad Air, $400. It's only $100, $80 off. Screw that. Okay, so you can get a refurbished 13-inch M1 chip. Even that's $1,300. And you can't put anything else in there. You're stuck. You're stuck with the memory. Stuck with this. Framework? No. I'm not promoting them at all, but I'm just thinking that that system just makes more sense. And if you know how to do Hackintosh, you can probably do a framework Hackintosh. Quick, it's a little loud. Okay, yeah, so not for nothing. Why spend, why put the money in something that you just won't be trendy? I'm cool, I'm with it. I'm an Apple, I'm creative. Like, are you? I know. At last, around people with a like. Years ago, we had it. No, it was bought used. We had it. We bought it everywhere and did our work. And it was a workhorse. And it was just, yeah. And people looking at us, the rich kids, like, oh, you, what are you, like, cool? So I was like, no, I'm doing work. And I showed them my Photoshop stuff. Like, oh. It's like, I'm actually using it. But then, you get the kids. Come on, we gotta get Apple. That's where to use it. Well, I just browse the web and chat with my friends on that machine. It's like, wow, what a waste. Could have done that with a phone, right? And they did it, of course. Well, the kids went to phones. It was too much to drag a thing around, right? Drag a laptop with you. But in the old days, New York, it was cool. You were cool dragging that thing around. Like, oh, you got Mac in there? You've bought a PC, Dell or something. I got a Dell in there. Like, oh, ew, you want those? Oh, boy. It's crazy. Yeah, it's like, we don't want to be trend, okay? It's just the same thing with I was photographing the cars, and I see a couple guys, you know. It looked like they just started doing photography. Nikon, Canon, it was like top of the line. Meanwhile, me with this Fujifilm XE4, which is, it's unbelievably small and it's not that expensive. With the kit lens, it's not that expensive. I'm just like, boop, boop, click, 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 click. It's not about the camera. It's not about the equipment. It's you. You who control this thing. Like, what are you going to do with it? So it's almost like, the thing you're thinking and the thing you want to do, what's your intention for it? Like I said in previous podcast, what's your intention with this? Right? You gotta think about that before you purchase anything expensive like that. It's like, what's your intention with it? Like, I'm debating if I want to get that lens for if I'm doing a coffee and cars. I think I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna travel around because I've been wanting to do that. And I have a 50mm lens. In the video, we'll see it. It's a cinematic lens. I have it, but I want an automatic focus one. And I saw the two companies. I'm like, one's half price. I'm going to get a half price. Because it seems like it's the same stuff. I only hope to get a Fujifilm, but they don't have it. So, but my intentions with it, with this lens, like, do I need this? I bag my head. I was like, do I really need this? Even though it's not that expensive. I'm like, do I need it? This is like one extra thing that I don't need. I got old lenses, manual lens. I got some manual lens for the Sony, some manual lens for the Fuji. Then I got the automatic ones, the weatherproof. It's like, do I need this? Like, oh man. Do I really need it? It's like, for coffee and cars, I'm like, yeah. It's worth it. Yeah, not for nothing. It's worth it. Yeah, so I'm gonna get it with the camera straps, detachable, the snap on, snap off. Do that, and I don't know. Let's see the crypto prices now. It's going. It's tapering at 25. So good times. Doing nothing. Not for nothing. It's good. It's at 25,000. 25,000, man. Not for nothing. Now I'm scrolling some art stuff and design architecture. Yeah. But the funny part. Not the funny part. I shouldn't say funny part. That's almost New York. The funny part. Well, here, I went to search for Victoria's Secret, my previous freelance, my previous freelance something, hires or production, whatever. It's called the Victoria's Secret store design, something. Store design or something, I forgot. Trying to find out like what happened after the whole Epstein thing. I'm like, looked around, like, it's like, oh, Fies went separate. Like, wow. So now Limited Brands got bought up by Bath and Body Works. So Bath and Body Works in New York, their main office, like I said on previous podcast, their main office is downtown. On let me see what street's on. Crosby? No, it's not Crosby. Crosby's the other way. It's Broadway and it's not Broome, is it? Crap. I forgot. Map. So I found out what happened. They split, so I think that division got moved. Might have moved uptown to this church. I'm gonna zoom into the church with whatever Trump. What's Trump's daughter's name? Daughter. What's her daughter's name? Husband. Sorry. Jared Kushner owned this building called 666. That's where, believe it or not, that's where Fies have their main office. Which is really weird. It's on Broadway and something. It's by a hotel. See if I can find it. No, I mean, sorry. It's by a church. Yeah, Fifth Ave. Here we go. Oh, so they demolished the building? No. Sophia's is not there anymore. All right, that's fine. All right, big deal. It was weird. 666 is 55th Street. I was just like, really demolished? Wow. So Kushner's not doing that anymore. He sold the house. Sold the building. I guess I don't know where to go. Whatever. They went out. They're out. No, for nothing. They sold it. Broadway. Where's this house? Oh, here we go. That's Beauty. Broadway. I'm looking at the map. You see in the video. So between my coffee place was on Prince and Broadway, because I saw the movie from with a Nicolas Cage thing, Dean DeLucas. I'm like, oh, Dean DeLucas. That then became my favorite spot. There's another Dean DeLuca uptown and downtown. So. But anyway, so it's on Broom. It is on Broom. Broom and Grant, actually Grant, I think. It's either Broom or Grant. So that, they had a big office on top. So I looked around, like, looking around for information. So I looked around and it's like, oh, after Epstein, they like split, did a legally split with everybody. It's like a entrance CEO came in and she got kicked out. They got new girl, new lady coming in. She left. Oh, I don't know what. Then now it's run by three ladies. I don't know. It's like, but then, you know, of course, they're going to link all of this back to the modeling agency on West 14th. If you know what that one is. It's by Jean, I don't know. It's MC4 or something. Whatever that thing. And whew. So I read it. It's a huge article. So I'm like, not for nothing. This is messed up. Seriously messed up. How messed up it is. I mean, yes, in fashion, we did get one and two that were younger, but they look much older. Right? But our target was like mid-20s and up, like 30s. And maybe a little more, right? So mature. No little girls, nothing. But this company was sent a portfolio. Most of the models I worked with, it was for modeling agency. And not saying that they're great, because I heard stories about them too. So they're not that great, I guess. Pure MNA, no martial arts. Nope, I can't find a thing. Yeah, I guess I don't know. MC. It was sent booklet, and then sometimes we look, you know, I get called in and say, oh, looking for models, you want to like pick somebody who you think would fit. So yeah, sure, marketing, you know, do the marketing meetings and stuff. I'm just like, and then there's that book. So, who is this? I never seen this. Never seen this one before. MC2. That's it. Jean-Luc Capernaud. MC2. We get the MC2 one. Then everybody agreed. It's like, I think they're a little too young. My God. It's like, you see those? They're like little kids. So we didn't think about them. Because most of us, like, no, we're not. We just want to get clothing on women, take a shoot, hopefully get paid. The end. You know, that's it. That's my job. I get paid for salary, so I gotta do this. So, yeah, whatever. I'll do that. Didn't think about until after I left fashion. Then the whole Jeffrey Epstein thing happened. Like, oh, it's like not for nothing. This is messed up. I read the article yesterday. Just, wow. What happened to PS? Like, oh, what happened to Limited Brand? What happened to Wexler, which I'm not too fond of that guy. I've seen him a few times. It's like, nah, not a big deal. I was trying to buy it. Trying to buy these companies, fashion companies, try to consolidate them. Like, you know, can't do that. Yeah, so, and have friends working his business of fashion, modeling agent with ties to Epstein, named Macy's Nordstrom as clients. Yeah. Have friends work for Macy's and Nordstrom, Levi's, the big name brands. Yes. Some people, somebody I know, someone has worked on it, something. Famous people, whatever. Just, it was work. We get paid. And we do a good job. Right? Most of my friends and I do really, really good job. We do top notch stuff. We didn't care about this. But then, yeah, wow. This is messed up. So I don't know if I want to work fashion anymore. Now I'm thinking, because I thought about that. A year ago, so I should go back to PS to store interior design again. Now I'm like, no. I think I'm stick with whatever I'm doing at home, my little office, and what I'm going to do with the coffee and cars. I'm just, that's one thing I always want to do, cars. And photography and design some really cool stuff with the LEDs lighting, and that's it. And that's my not for nothing, that's my life from now on. That's it. I don't want to do anything else. I don't want to go work for somebody and then they say, hey, you want something, like, get out of here. Get out. Yeah. I'm going to get you out. Oz. There's one song by The Specials. I forgot the name of it. Of course. Let me see if I can find it. Specials. Where's The Specials? I don't have The Specials. Yeah, I can't find Specials. Wow, that's weird. Seven B. I have a list, playlist called 7B. That's probably in there. Got a suicidal tendency. My friends, toy doll, Olga, doggy dog, of course. Friends, Biohazard, Bad Brains. It's not there, but the song goes, you know, when the members say, no, it's these kids getting chased by 10 other kids, and they're just shouting out, you're gonna get your effing, I'm not gonna do the profanity, you're gonna get your ass kicked in. Yeah. If something like that ever happened again, it's like, hey, check out these. Somewhat like, you know that song from The Specials? It's like, what do you mean Specials? Oh. You're gonna get your. That's what I'm gonna say. I'm gonna sing that song. And forget about it. Not for nothing, forget about it. Okay, so we're a little over time, but that's all right. So today, whatever, stay warm if you can. If you're in the US, stay warm. Yeah, it's a little cold today. It's going to rain a lot. And, I don't know. Keep your eye on banks. See what they're doing. They're freaking out. And that's it for Wednesday. So have a wonderful day of March 15th. And wonderful spring break, if you have taken a spring break. Yeah, wonderful, wonderful Wednesday with Hump Day, March 15th, 2023. Have a great day, and I'll be back on Friday. Ciao.